AB4 CBA Mobile.
Rare DX here, N0TR.
There, Chief.
And if you do, you'll have to clean it up yourself.
Oh, man. Well, I was getting ready to call over there and see if you were all right. I hadn't heard you on the radio in a while, of course. I was out of commission for about 10 days. I was sick, and then I left. The day after I got well, I left and went to Georgia for 4 or 5 days. So, anyway, so I've been gone.
We're glad you're all right. We missed you, didn't we, Mom?
Yes, we did.
What'd you have wrong?
Really sure. I believe I had the flu. I had my flu shot, but I know it wasn't COVID. I never went to the doctor. I ran a fever for a couple of days, but my body ached all over. I mean, just there were days that it was almost excruciating. And just a teeny bit of drainage, and that was it. I wasn't coughing my head off or anything, and it just had to run its course. Took about 10 days.
You're one of the lucky ones. I didn't know the flu was that predominant yet. Well, they got some free tests that'll test this year for the flu and COVID, I think, Dave. But I knew it wasn't your face because it was already killing me.
A little QRM on your last transmission, but anyway, we'll just ignore that. Oh, me. Well, I tripped and fell on the tennis court today. I didn't hurt anything, but when I know I'm gonna go down, I just roll. And it's a pretty soft landing, but anyway, it didn't hurt my face any, though.
Mother Nature just can't improve upon. Boy, you should give me a 1 and that'd be a 2.
Don't worry. I'll get my pokes in. You'll leave yourself wide open here and I'll take advantage. But anyway, so how is Miss Bernice doing?
Truly sorry you were sick. That just sucks, Dave. She's doing okay. She's got quite a bit of pain. And I told her welcome to the club, but she's got to get a new hip. It wasn't going to be until the end of January. And we got her vascular ultrasound done and everything, and she's approved for surgery now. So it's going to be in, I think the third week of December. And we're looking forward to that. We got to go to joint camp next week and find out how to take care of her, I guess.
I'm kind of in that noisy zone here on Wade Hampton Boulevard. And right here at Wade Hampton High School.
That's a bad spot. Old Ed Chicken down at Publix. And Bernice wanted some chopped dates, and nobody else had them. And by the way, I heard from my War Department here, she said that they're like Trader Joe's can't even get any eggs right now, and that they're getting scarce again, I guess, from that bird flu. Boy, it's a bad time of year to be short of eggs, ain't it?
Talking about eggs, I thought you had some, your hens aren't producing.
I went out there a while ago, and I got 10 chickens, and there was 10 eggs, but one of them stepped on one of them, and when I picked it up, I finished it off, and so only got 9. But we've been doing pretty well. Patrick comes by every Thursday, and we give him a couple of dozen, and while they're laying, we do, but when they don't, he understands that we'll have to cut back on them. Bernice's going to make deviled eggs for for Thanksgiving next Thursday. She always does that. And she got 3 dozen here to take down to the kids. We'll probably take them down there tomorrow sometime, down the south end. But I didn't know they were scarce. Yeah, we're getting beautiful eggs, and they're doing just fine.
Hey, you're really fortunate to have them, and that's something my former son-in-law wanted to do was, get some chickens, and but I think where they lived at the time, they wouldn't allow it, and of course. And they moved up from there, so they definitely wouldn't allow it where they moved, the last couple of places they lived, so anyway. But they're divorced now, so, but he's still in a neighborhood with the HOA, and so is my daughter, so anyway, that's how that goes.
Happens. Unfortunately, but I think you could probably get by if you had hens only, and that's all I buy is hens. And I would say this: it's a hobby for us because number one, we like the eggs, and number two, we like to share, and we have never charged for an egg in our life. And it's fun. Just once in a while, a neighbor will come walking by, and I'll take them out a dozen eggs. And, I haven't been doing that much lately because we hadn't had that many, but they're laying good now. But it's not economically feasible. I think I give $18 for a bag of corn. Maybe that's about what oats cost. And then regular feed's about $25 for a bag. They eat a lot, believe me. They really do. And we don't give them very many table scraps. I took them out some corn on the cob today that Bernice cut up in pieces. And they like to play with that. And if she makes spaghetti, well, it's fun to watch them with spaghetti. They think it's worms. And she'll wash all the sauce off of it and then give them the cooked spaghetti. But as far as table scraps, we don't give them very many. Oh, some the seeds, they love them out of the cantaloupes, but mostly you buy the feed, and I don't think you're making any money, but it keeps us busy. And the hard part is when it's cold like this, as soon as I got out to the tin bar, I had to take a nitroglycerin, and I'm afraid I might blow up, Dave.
Well, you could try taking a couple of those and then climbing up a tree and jump down and see what happens, And you might be kind of like a watermelon when a hollow point hits it.
At least a 0.5 on that, or maybe a 0.75. they work real fast, and they work real good. I didn't think it was that cold out there today, and I had a hoodie and then a vest on and a winter hat and a mask. And by the time I got out to the tin bar, and I had to turn on the little space heater in there, and suck in some warm air. Then I took a nitro, and it took care of it. So I have to be careful. But we need to change their main watering system out. Probably end of the week when it gets a little warmer. They're 5-gallon buckets, and they got a float in them, and all I have to do is turn the water on at the house, and it fills their 5-gallon buckets up. So I went out and put some apple cider vinegar in it, and it gets algae in it in the summertime, and so you don't have to clean them out very often in the wintertime. But I did take a hose this morning and wash out their cups. There's little cups that automatically fill, and when the water goes down in them, they fill back up. But they chickens, you know, when they're pecking on the ground, they get dirty beaks, and then they get it in the water. So you got to keep those clean. Oh, I got to put some new nesting material in, and then we have to clean out the cage every so often. So it's a lot of work, but it's enjoyable.
It is. Well, I have arrived, so I'm gonna bail out of here for a few minutes. I'm helping my daughter get some of her Christmas stuff out of my other daughter's basement, so she doesn't want to go down there by herself. And quite frankly, I don't blame her. I saw a couple of skeletons down there, and I put in a sump pump for them, and because the other one had gone out, and I had to run a new drain for it and everything. But anyway, it's working good. But I'll clear out of here after your final N0TRKP4CBA.
Okay, Dave. Well, that's nice of you, and hope you have a good day. And if you're up in this end of the world, well, so be sure you stop by, and maybe you can straighten me out a little bit. That'd help Bernice out. Take care, Dave. KB4CBA and 0TR. Good to hear you.